This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McKean. A ransomware attack paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies on Friday. That's according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to that incident. The major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind the attack, according to John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs. He said the criminals targeted a software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management package as a conduit to spread the ransomware through cloud service providers. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discoveries of unmarked graves in former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches recently have been vandalized or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia and Saskatchewan that generations of Indigenous children have been forced to attend. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Top UN officials warned the Security Council on Friday that more than 400,000 people in Ethiopia's Tigray were now in famine and that there was a risk of more clashes in the region despite a unilateral ceasefire by the federal government. After six private discussions, the Security Council held its first public meeting since fighting broke out in November between government forces backed by troops from neighboring Eritrea and TPLF fighters with Tigray's former ruling party. The acting UN aid chief told the council that the humanitarian situation in Tigray had worsened dramatically. This is VOA News. The death toll rose to 22 on Friday from last week's condominium tower collapse in Florida after search and rescue crews found two more bodies. The painstaking search for victims in the rubble suspends for much of Thursday over worries that a remaining section of the 12-story tower could come down, proceeded on Friday with greater caution and a watchful eye on hurricane forecasts to hit Florida. As of Friday afternoon, 126 people were listed as missing and feared buried beneath tons of pulverized concrete, twisted metal, and splintered lumber as the search stretched into its ninth day. Driven by the Delta variant, a new wave of COVID-19 is sweeping across the African continent where new cases, hospital admissions, and deaths are increasing. South Africa is leading the new surge, where cases and numbers are doubling every 3 weeks, according to the World Health Organization. The Delta variant, reported in 16 African countries, has become dominant in South Africa, which accounts for more than half of Africa's new cases. It was detected in 97% of samples sequenced in Uganda and in 79% of samples sequenced in Congo, according to the WHO. More than 6 million European Union citizens apply to settle in the UK before the end June deadline that the British government had imposed as part of the country's departure from the bloc. In a statement Friday, Britain's Home Office said that of the 6.2 million who had applied, 400,000 applications were made in the final month before the end of the EU settlement scheme. The Home Office said that the 570,000 people with pending applications will have their rights protected until their application is decided, and that there will be an indefinite scope for anyone who missed the deadline to make a late application. The president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee has repeated that banning fans from venues is still an option, with the games opening in just 3 weeks. This would be a reversal of a decision spelled out about 10 days ago by organizers to allow a limited number of local fans. Fans from abroad were banned months ago. The possible change of direction is being forced by rising new infections in Tokyo and the appearance of the rapidly spreading Delta variant. The Olympics are open to on July 23rd. The decision on fans is expected to be announced next week. The government's top COVID-19 advisor has said the safest option is without any fans at all. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.